Coffee Break German, Lesson 28. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Mein Name ist Thomas.
Und wir sind hier,
um unser Deutsch zu verbessern.
How are you today, Thomas? Wie geht's?
Mir geht's ausgezeichnet, Marc. Und dir?
Mir geht's außergewöhnlich gut.
Das ist sehr schön zu hören.
We are continuing where we left off last time. We're talking about jobs to begin with, and we're talking about whether we like our jobs or not. And this will lead us on to learning how to talk about things that we like doing in general. Also,
lass uns anfangen.
Ja, los geht's. Also wie üblich sollen wir ein bisschen Review machen?
Ein bisschen Wiederholung, ja.
Wiederholung, ja. Okay, over to you.
Mark, how would you say, what is your job?
I would say, was machen Sie von Beruf?
Ausgezeichnet. And if you answer, I am a teacher.
I would say, ich bin Lehrer. And if I were female, I would say, ich bin Lehrerin.
Okay. And I am a nurse.
This time I'll start with the feminine version. If I were female, I would say, ich bin Krankenschwester. And if I were male, I think I would say, ich bin Krankenpfleger.
Sehr gut. And a last one. I work in a kindergarten.
Okay, this is a little more complicated, I think. Kindergarten is masculine?
Ja, der Kindergarten.
So I would say, ich arbeite in einem Kindergarten.
Perfect.
Okay, so last time we were talking about jobs. What I'd like to know this time is how I say, I like my job.
Mir gefällt meine Arbeit.
Mir gefällt meine Arbeit. Why is there no ich in there?
Because the verb we're doing is the nominative, so it's to me pleases my work. My work pleases to me.
So is this kind of like when we're talking about in Spanish, me gusta mi trabajo, saying it to me pleases my work?
Exactly.
So same in German. Let's hear that whole phrase again.
Mir gefällt meine Arbeit.
Mir gefällt meine Arbeit. What was the word that you used again in the context of what is your profession?
Was machen Sie von Beruf?
Beruf. So could I say, mein Beruf gefällt mir?
Ja, mir gefällt mein Beruf, or you can turn it around, mein Beruf gefällt mir.
So both of these are acceptable?
Yes, you can put the subject at the beginning or the to me at the beginning.
Mir gefällt mein Beruf or mein Beruf gefällt mir. And it's die Arbeit.
Ja.
So meine Arbeit gefällt mir or mir gefällt meine Arbeit.
Yes, and der Beruf. So mein Beruf.
Okay. How would I say no? My job does not please me. I don't like my job.
Nein, meine Arbeit gefällt mir nicht. Or nein, mir gefällt meine Arbeit nicht.
Okay. Just for consistency, let's stick to putting the mir first for just now.
Okay.
Nein, mir gefällt meine Arbeit nicht.
Ja.
Could I say, nein, mir gefällt nicht meine Arbeit?
No.
So the nicht has to wait until the very end.
Yes, or you can put, for example, mir gefällt meine Arbeit sehr gut.
Oh, right. So however you like your job, whether it's not at all or very well, you put that one at the end.
Exactly. Mark, how would you say, I like my job extraordinarily well.
Mir gefällt meine Arbeit außergewöhnlich gut.
Perfekt.
Okay, so the description of how you like your job or not goes at the end.
Yeah.
And can you use the same construction for other things? So, for example, can I say, I like the book?
Mir gefällt das Buch.
Mir gefällt das Buch. So could I say, mir gefällt den Strand. I like the beach.
Not exactly. Remember that in English you say, I like the beach. So the beach is the object. But in German you have to turn it around. The beach pleases me. So it becomes the subject.
The beach is the subject. So the beach is in the nominative. Der Strand gefällt mir.
Genau.
Or mir gefällt der Strand.
Perfect, yeah.
This is quite tricky because I think now my brain is almost there in organizing the fact that if I'm saying I like the beach or I see the beach or whatever in English, that the beach is the object and I'm thinking accusative, accusative, accusative. But now what you've told me, I've got to turn this on its head for this example and think that actually, yes, it would be accusative, but here we flipped it and it becomes the subject of the sentence, the beach is pleasing to me. I'll keep working on this one. So if we can say the beach is pleasing to me, mir gefällt der Strand, can you give us some other examples of using this construction?
You can use, for example, a name, mir gefällt Heidi Klum.
Can I say mir auch?
Yeah.
So I like Heidi Klum or mir gefällt Rihanna or something like that. You can put a name straight after it. How would I say I like your house?
Mir gefällt dein Haus.
Dein Haus. And again, that's the subject of the sentence. So it's the nominative case. Mir gefällt dein Haus. Although in that one, it wouldn't change anyway, but we'll not go there.
Or mir gefällt dein Kleid if you're talking to a woman. I like your dress.
Dein Kleid?
Dein Kleid. It's das Kleid, so mir gefällt dein Kleid.
Okay, and equally, presumably, we can say mir gefällt dein Kleid nicht, although that might not be very polite.
Yeah.
Or mir gefällt dein Kleid sehr.
Mir gefällt dein Kleid sehr, mir gefällt dein Kleid sehr gut.
Mir gefällt, let me think about this one, I like this book. It's das Buch. So this book would be dieses Buch?
Mm-hmm. Mir gefällt dieses Buch.
Mir gefällt dieses Buch außergewöhnlich gut.
Perfekt, ja.
Okay. To turn it around and ask someone the question, do you like? What would you say?
You would say, gefällt dir.
Gefällt dir. Gefällt dir dieses Buch?
Ja. Or if you want to be formal, gefällt Ihnen.
Ihnen, so that's the equivalent of the Z form is to you. Gefällt Ihnen Rihanna?
Ja. Or gefällt Ihnen Ihr Beruf? To come back to the topic with the job.
Yeah, so do you like your job? Gefällt Ihnen Ihr Beruf?
Gefällt Ihnen Ihr Beruf?
Or Ihre Arbeit?
Ja.
Gefällt Ihnen Ihre Arbeit? Okay, and what happens if you like more than one thing? I'm thinking in Spanish, you know, you would have to change the verb into the plural form. Me gusta would become me gustan. Is there a plural form of gefällt?
Yes, it's the same as in Spanish. It's mir gefallen.
Mir gefallen. So, let me see. Could I say mir gefallen Heidi Klum und Claudia Schiffer?
Ja, ja, gutes Beispiel.
I'm thinking that gutes Beispiel means good example?
Yes.
Okay. What other examples could we have with mir gefallen?
You can say mir gefallen Französisch und Englisch.
Okay, as two languages. So, mir gefallen Französisch und Englisch.
Or you can say mir gefallen die Berge. I like the mountains.
Right, so just a straightforward plural noun, mir gefallen die Berge.
Yes, and you also have to say if you ask, gefallen dir die Berge.
So if it's a plural thing we're liking, it's gefallen, and if it's a singular thing, then it would be gefällt.
Yeah, not so hard.
Before we move on, let's turn to Kirsten, our grammar guru, to review the whole idea of gefallen.
Hello everyone. Today I'm just going to go over the new verb that we learnt today, gefallen. As you might have guessed from the phrase mir gefällt, gefallen is a verb that requires us to use the dative case. You'll recognise immediately the word mir, which we've learned means something like to me. Let's look at an example of gefallen then. Mir gefällt meine Arbeit. Literally that means to me pleases my work, or my work pleases me. Again, we have the idea that this dative form of the personal pronoun, in this case mir, means to me, even though the to disappears when we change the word order in English. When comparing it to the English, you can also see how mir is the object and die Arbeit is the subject, as mir is the thing being pleased and die Arbeit is the thing doing the pleasing. That is why, as Thomas explained, die Arbeit stays in the nominative case. Now, this probably all sounds a bit more complicated than it needs to be. Just as Thomas explained, it's more a case of switching things around in your mind and remembering that when you translate I like my work, you first have to switch the subject and the object so it becomes my work pleases me. As soon as you've done that, you can easily put gefallen into the sentence correctly. And as we now know, we get meine Arbeit gefällt mir. Or perhaps in more German word order, mir gefällt meine Arbeit. Thomas also gave us the plural form of the verb gefallen, which is exactly the same as the infinitive, gefallen. So we'd use this when saying that you like more than one thing, such as mir gefallen diese Bücher. So these books please me, or more naturally, I like these books. So if it's a singular thing that pleases you, use gefällt, and if it's a plural thing that you like, then use gefallen. These third-person forms of the verb gefallen are the most commonly used forms, since you'd usually be talking about a thing or things that you like. There are other parts of the verb, so you could, for example, hear the phrase du gefällst mir. Can you work out what that means? Literally, it's you are pleasing to me. So it's a nice way of telling someone that you like them. However, I'm not going to conjugate the whole verb today, but you can have a look at the full present tense of gefallen in the notes. Now, it's back to Mark and Thomas for the rest of today's lesson.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, that all seems fairly straightforward. Thomas, how would I say I like working here?
You could use the phrase gefällt mir, es gefällt mir hier zu arbeiten.
Let's hear that again.
Es gefällt mir hier zu arbeiten.
So it, to me, pleases here to work.
Yes, you would use the phrase es gefällt mir, it pleases me, and then hier zu arbeiten.
Here to work, using the infinitive there of to work.
Zu arbeiten.
Is there an easier way? There must be.
Yes, fortunately there is.
Okay, so what is the easier way of saying I like working here?
Ich arbeite gern hier.
Ich arbeite gern hier.
Yeah, you just add the small word gern.
So ich arbeite hier is I work here, but can we stick in this gern and it suddenly makes it I like working here?
I work happily here.
I like this. It's much easier than the way you told me before. So can we use this in other situations?
Of course. You could say, ich arbeite gern im Krankenhaus.
So that would be, I work happily in the hospital. I like working in the hospital.
Genau.
Ich arbeite gern im Krankenhaus.
Ich arbeite gern im Krankenhaus.
Okay.
And if you use it with a profession, you have to add the word als. Ich arbeite gern als Lehrer.
So is that like saying I work happily as a teacher?
Exactly. And the good news is it doesn't only work with arbeiten. It works with everything you want to say, every verb.
Every verb. So we can say ich, whatever the verb is, gern, and whatever it is you like doing. And that means I like doing something.
Ich esse gern Pizza.
Ich esse gern Pizza. Okay, that means I like eating pizza, or I eat pizza happily. Could I say, ich trinke gern Limonade?
Ja, ich trinke gern Limonade, ich trinke gern Apfelsaft.
Okay.
Let's see if you can work this one out. Ich esse gern italienisches Essen.
So that would be I eat happily Italian food. I like Italian food.
Yeah, italienisches Essen.
Let's hear the whole thing.
Ich esse gern italienisches Essen.
Ich esse gern italienisches Essen.
Ich esse gern italienisches Essen. Ich spiele gern Fußball.
So, spielen is to play?
Exactly.
Ich spiele gern Fußball.
I like to play football.
Okay, so presumably we can use other Spiele things here. I like to play tennis.
Ich spiele gern Tennis.
Ich spiele gern Tennis. Can we use Spiele also with musical instruments?
Yeah, you can. Ich spiele gern Gitarre.
Ich spiele gern Gitarre. Or I like playing piano.
Ich spiele gern Klavier. Klavier.
Ich spiele gern Klavier.
Ich spiele gern Klavier.
Any other things that we might like doing?
You can also use it if you generally like to do something like I like to read. Ich lese gern.
So here we're saying I read happily. Ich lese gern.
Ich lese gern.
Okay.
Another useful one is I like to go to. Ich gehe gern in den Park.
I like to go to the park.
Exactly. Ich gehe gern in den Park.
Ich gehe gern in den Park.
Ich gehe gern in den Park.
That's the accusative, isn't it?
Yeah.
In den Park. Okay.
So, Mark, let's see if you can translate the following phrase. I like going to school.
So, would that be I like going in the school, literally?
Yeah.
Ich gehe gern in die Schule.
Exactly.
In die Schule. It's accusative and it's feminine, so it's in die Schule.
Okay. Maybe with the neuter one. I like going to the cinema.
So, it's das Kino. Ich gehe gern in das Kino.
Or you can shorten it as we learned. Ich gehe gern ins Kino.
Ins Kino. So that's in plus das. In plus das gives you ins.
Genau.
Ich gehe gern ins Kino.
Ich gehe gern ins Kino. Or ich gehe gern ins Schwimmbad.
Ich gehe gern ins Schwimmbad.
I like going to the pool.
Now, is I like going to the pool the same as I like to go to the pool?
Yes, in German it's the same. We don't have the ing form.
Okay, so ich gehe gern ins Schwimmbad could be translated both as I like to go to the swimming pool or I like going to the swimming pool.
Stimmt. Now, we learned how to say I like doing stuff, but if you want to ask somebody in general, what do you like to do? You can say, was machst du gern?
Was machst du gern?
Was machst du gern?
Or presumably, was machen Sie gern?
The formal version, was machen Sie gern?
And then in response to that, I could say, ich esse gern Pizza, ich lese gern, ich gehe gern ins Kino.
Exactly, you can list all your hobbies. And of course, if you don't like doing something, you can say, ich spiele nicht gern Fußball.
Ich spiele nicht gern Fußball.
Ich spiele nicht gern Fußball.
So in this case, the nicht comes right before the gern.
Exactly. Or you can replace it with sehr. Ich spiele sehr gern Fußball.
Ich spiele sehr gern Fußball.
Ich spiele sehr gern Fußball.
You know what's coming next. Could you say, ich spiele außergewöhnlich gern Fußball?
Yes, you can say that.
Ich spiele außergewöhnlich gern Fußball.
Ich spiele außergewöhnlich gern Fußball.
Okay, so now our listeners can talk about what they like doing, what they don't like doing, and indeed what they like extraordinarily well doing.
Exactly. And listeners, why don't you go to our website and tell us in German what you like to do or what you don't like to do by posting a comment?
Absolutely. Before we finish today, we're going to hand you over to Julia, our cultural correspondent. We've been talking about pastimes and hobbies, so it's only right that Julia joins us and tells us a little about one of her pastimes, film.
Hallo ihr beiden und guten Tag an alle unsere Coffee Break German Zuhörer. You may remember that a few episodes ago, I introduced you to different kinds of German music. And have you had the chance to listen to some Rammstein or Wir sind Helden? Or have you discovered other interesting German bands I haven't mentioned? If this is the case, I hope you've posted your discoveries on the Coffee Break German website or on our Facebook page. This time I have some suggestions for the film fans among you, which might also help you to gain a deeper understanding of our culture and history. I chose mostly films that have been nominated for the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film to make sure that you can also find them with English subtitles. In 2005, Sophie Scholl, Die letzten Tage, Sophie Scholl, The Final Days, was nominated. It tells the true story of the young Sophie Scholl and her brother Hans, who were part of the German resistance movement fighting against the Nazi regime in 1943. Another part of German history features in the films Goodbye Lenin and Das Leben der Anderen, also known as The Lives of Others, which look at the daily life, culture and the secret service in the former East Germany, the GDR. Das Leben der Anderen even won the Academy Award in 2006. If you are interested in the current situation of Turkish immigrants in Germany, films like Gegen die Wand, Head On, or Auf der anderen Seite, The Edge of Heaven, by the Turkish-German film director Fatih Akin might interest you. Of course, another very famous and a bit older film that I'm sure you've heard of is Lola Rent, or Run Lola Run, from 1998. It is set in Berlin and has a fascinating plot as well as narrative structure. So much for our suggestions of German films you should watch. Of course, Austria has a thriving film industry as well, and Austrian films have also been represented at the Academy Awards several times. Next to many motion pictures, Austria has become famous for critical and renowned documentaries such as We Feed the World and Unser täglich Brot, or Our Daily Bread, both from 2005. These films depict and expose technologies modern food production companies use to maximize their profit at any price. There are so many other films worth watching, as you can imagine, and if you have any particular favorites, please do let us know by posting on the website or on Facebook. Das reicht für heute with our German-speaking cinema overview. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß damit. Now I'll hand you over to Thomas and Mark in the studio. Tschüss!
The one thing that we forgot to mention when we were talking about what we like doing and what we don't like doing is, of course, ich spreche gern Deutsch.
Ich spreche sehr gern Deutsch.
Could I say ich lerne gern Deutsch?
Yeah.
Good. Well, ich lerne gern Deutsch, and I hope everyone else is enjoying learning German with us here at Coffee Break German. Of course, don't forget that you can go to our website at coffeebreakgerman.com and tell us what you think and find out more about how you can get more out of this course.
Mark, ich glaube, das reicht für heute.
Ich glaube auch.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.